Tri-State Neuropathy Centers is new to our area, but it's not new. And Dr. Sean Ritchie, you founded this, what, in 2013?
2013, yes. That's when we first began treating patients with peripheral neuropathy. I accidentally fell into it, to be honest with you. I was talking to a colleague of mine out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I had helped him get started with this program out there. He called me a couple months later and said, thank you. And he said, you know, we do some specialized programs here if you're ever interested. And one of them was for decompression, and I had said no. And the second one was peripheral neuropathy. And I had said no, I appreciate that. But as soon as I hung up the phone that day, it was like it was slapping me in the face. Patients that were coming in, all of a sudden, were talking about peripheral neuropathy. I have this neuropathy. Can you help me with it? I'd go home and I'd see TV commercials with it on. So all of a sudden, I called Dr. Jeremy back and I said, all right, what are you doing? And he proceeded to tell me that there's this guy, Dr. Joe DiDuro, he's a neurologist, discovered a way to address the cause of peripheral neuropathy. This isn't like an aspirin to fix it. And so I started doing my research. I started trying to talk to the Dr. Joe DiDuro, and he wasn't really giving me a lot of information because it was his proprietary information. Well, I ended up joining the group, flew out to Arizona and got trained by the guy that discovered this. I was one of the first 10 guys pretty much in the country or world that started doing this. And I took six patients that were patients that had neuropathy, and I put them through the program as my own personal clinical trial. And wouldn't you know, every single one of them got better. Two of them got 100% better. And I ended up putting an ad out there after that in my local area down in Wexford, Pennsylvania. And my phone hasn't stopped ringing since. Since then, we've opened up. We're on our seventh clinic now. We have four or five doctors involved, and we've seen over 10,000 patients and successfully helped them get better. Most everybody gets 50 to 100% better with this.
It's not necessarily a cure, but it's a treatment.
It's a treatment, definitely not the cure. What we do is we provide some newer technology that's all FDA approved, drug-free, non-invasive, so there's no surgery. And it's designed to help your body heal itself, okay? So to give your body the ability to help to start to regenerate these nerves is the basis of our program.
And you're from the Pittsburgh area, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
You have with us also Dr. T.J. Clayton, and you're from Altoona.
I graduated from Hollidaysburg High School, so not originally from the area, but I spent most of my life here in Hollidaysburg.
What made you interested in getting into medicine?
Kind of went through some issues myself as a kid, having headaches all the time. So I ended up going to chiropractic school and becoming a doctor of chiropractic through that time. For the last 10 years, I've been helping patients with a lot of musculoskeletal conditions. And mm-hmm. like Dr. Sean was saying, you start seeing patients that have other ailments. And peripheral neuropathy, we have 30 million people in the United States alone that suffer from that condition. So,
well, maybe we ought to explain what it is, because I'm sure there are some people who have it and they know darn well what it is. There are probably some other people that have it, and it's like they don't know what's wrong with them, but they don't know the term neuropathy applies to them. So what is it?
So peripheral neuropathy in a general term is a death or destruction of your sensory nerves. Our brain controls everything. When it sends a signal down your back, it leaves as a large nerve fiber. That controls your big stuff, your muscles, heart, stomach, you know, picking your legs up, all large nerve fiber. But it eventually ends, and it ends in your skin. Peripheral is the ends, you know, toes, fingers. And this little tiny microscopic guy in your skin called a sensory nerve makes you feel things. Hot, cold, sharp, feel the cold tile floor, the hot water from a shower. When you get neuropathy, those nerves get damaged. When they get damaged, I tell you that the biggest shocker for me is we knew that. We get taught this, right? We know what peripheral neuropathy is. But when you sit across from somebody that starts telling their story about what they have, and they are given absolutely no hope except take medication until you might end up being in a wheelchair the rest of your life, and you just can see the tears and the lifelessness through them, it's pretty sad, you know, and to be able to tell them that if they qualify for our program and we can probably help them get anywhere from 50 to 100% better is a lot of fun for us.
Well, some of the stuff that you had in the news release and also on the website, that neuropathy can be numbness, tingling, a burning pain, loss of balance, which I was surprised, and walking on pins and needles, which is the most common thing I've heard somebody say sounds like neuropathy to them, or when they tell me they have it, oh yeah, you wouldn't believe it, it's like my foot's asleep most of the time or something like that.
Right, right. Generally, it starts in a peripheral in the toes. You know, maybe it's one foot, then it rolls into the set to the other foot, and it'll start at your toes and start to work its way back. Numbness by far is the first thing you get, tied into the pins and needles and that little humming. I had a patient this morning that she was telling me it's a buzzing feeling. She's like, it's like buzzing, but those are the beginning things. That's usually where it starts. Then it rolls into all those other things, the burning, the stabbing, the electric shocks, the stinging. And then when you're not feeling the ground, you start to have balance issues. Falls start to become into play, and even driving, you know, being able to feel the car pedals, people start to have difficulty, even lose the ability to drive. And then the unfortunate thing, if it happens to nick a toe and you don't know it, it gets infected, and then you can start losing toes and feet, and amputation comes into play.
So this is a little more involved than some people would take, because again, I've heard the people say, oh, it's like pins and needles when you're walking. Mm-hmm. The closest thing I would imagine is if you sleep on your arm the wrong way, mm-hmm. or you sit in a chair the wrong way for too long, you go to get up, your leg or your arm is asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes back, you feel all the pins and needles as the circulation is returning.
Right.
But this is something that doesn't go away for these people.
Right. That's exactly the way to describe it. I mean, when you listen to lots of thousands of stories, and that's kind of what it is. It's like they sat on their foot and they went to put it on the ground, and that's that pins and needles, and you know, that you feel that you were explaining earlier. Good thing for us, we shake our foot out or shake our arm out, it comes back. But for these poor souls, it doesn't. And they keep looking for that answer, you know, and they go, they try their PCP, who then ultimately refers them to a neurologist, and they do these tests after tests and EMGs and Dopplers and x-rays and all these tests to eventually get you right back to square one. Then they put you on some medication like gabapentin or Lyrica, which is just a masker. You know, it doesn't fix anything. It just tries to drown out the pain, whereas we start to address that with our technology.
Well, when you're on those type of medications, what can it actually do? I mean, if you're feeling the tingling as a pain, and it's that bad that it is more pain than just tingling, I mean, will it make that stop temporarily? It doesn't return feeling, does it?
No. No, it's actually those drugs, the original manufacturer of that was for schizophrenics. Then it went into, it worked good for seizures, you know, so epileptics, they use that medication. It's a nerve dimmer. It kind of turns the nerve functioning down. So now they use it for everything. They use it for neuropathy, back pain, whatever.
And neuropathy is it's a progressive illness. So mm-hmm. once someone gets it, the condition, it's only a matter of time before it begins to worsen. And then those medications just get, they just up the doses each time as the method of treatment. So, and those medications have a lot of side effects. They can cause a lot of like sleepiness and mm-hmm. drowsiness and things like that. So that's the thing with our program is it's safe and effective. So there's no side effects to the treatments we do.
Right.
Picking up from where we left off, Dr. TJ Clayton, you were saying something about your dad had these problems and you got to treat him.
Yes. So I kind of got into this a little differently than Dr. Sean. My dad is diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy in his feet, diabetic, does dialysis, had gone through prostate cancer treatment. So all these symptoms started after those conditions worsened. So I was looking for help for him. Had some common colleagues and friends mm-hmm. That knew Dr. Sean, and now we're all co-workers and business partners together. So ran him through the program. He was the first patient that I did with the Tri-State Neuropathy Program, and he is doing wonderfully. I have two kids, so he really wanted to be able to run around with the kids, and he was tripping and falling, and walking had become an issue with him. He couldn't feel his feet, so he was tripping over things, and you know, after the program, he is up, moving around. He's still working, so he's able to run around and do the things he needs to do and wants to do.
When you say that he couldn't feel his feet, this was not just like maybe the numbness or occasional problem with the soles of feet. The entire foot was numb?
Yeah, so a lot of times you kind of, With when the foot is totally numb like that, you can't even really know, like you and I, when we're walking, we know where our feet are around us and where they are in the space. But someone that suffers from this, especially to a severe degree, they don't know where their feet are. That's where tripping and falls and balance mm-hmm. issues can become an issue.
And something we've discussed on other programs on the station is that, especially as people become older, loss of balance is one of the biggest problems mm-hmm. and can cause more injury. So if there's something that can address it, this would be a great way to do that. The website, MaryDancedIn.com, has a story behind it. Mm-hmm. And we've had a number of people, they may not remember Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, but they remember Mary Danced In, and they'll call or ask about that. What's the story behind it?
So when we first got started doing this, I had a woman come into the office, and she had suffered for 12 years with neuropathy. And it was so bad that her balance, when we talk about balance, like she literally was embarrassed because she thought that her stumbling and holding on to the wall as she walked into the office, she thought I was going to think she was drunk. And so we started going through her history. We offer the initial consultation for free. So we do that to make sure that you are a candidate. That's why we're very successful with a 90% success rate. That's because we only let the people in that we are almost 100% sure we can help. So we kind of cheat a little bit. But
at the same time, if somebody comes to you and says, can you help me? And you say, well, no, we really can't. I mean, we can try mm-hmm. the treatment, but we don't think it's going to work.
Yeah,
no point in going forward with that. Just to get patients or charge people, you want people you can help.
Right. Yeah. If they're not a candidate, we tell them. We turn people away all the time. Some people come in with different conditions that maybe mirror it a little bit, but it's just not the right case for us. But so she came in. We started talking, going through her case history, and there are four things we generally look for: diabetic neuropathy, chemo-induced neuropathy, a broken down back, and then there's certain medications, okay? One of the most common ones is cholesterol medicine, a statin drug, and that's what was hers. We dove into her history. 12 years to the date is when she started taking cholesterol medicine, when was the day she started taking that cholesterol medicine and gave her neuropathy. And it got so bad that her neurologist, after test, 12 years of EMGs, and she was on close to 3,000 milligrams of gabapentin. She was in La La Land. We decided that she was a good candidate. And her very first visit, we gave her treatment like we do with everybody. When she came back the next time, it was the first time that she had felt relief. And she literally danced. It was about 10 feet from our front door to the front desk, and I happened to be standing behind there, and she was just smiling, like beaming, you know. She finally had hope, you know, somebody that could do something or knew what she was going through. And then she just started crying, and it was, I mean, it's emotional, you know, when you see somebody's life being restored and they're getting happy again. It's really fun for us.
What is it when you do these treatments that you do that other people have not done?
Well, it's a newer technology. There's several different components depending on your severity. One of the most important ones that we utilize is called low-level light therapy, okay? And we utilize the most powerful light therapy on the market. Without getting too technical, we keep hearing about all this thing about nitric oxide, right? That's the premise of our program. These lights help your body produce this thing called nitric oxide, and that has one purpose in our body. It creates your little vessels to open up. And as we get older, we lose that production, so they tighten. So we can't get oxygen and nutrients to the nerves that are dying. So if somehow, some way, we can open those vessels and let the oxygen and nutrients feed those damaged nerves, your body knows what to do from there, knows how to start to regenerate those nerves. It's just a matter of how well it would do. Then we have other components that it can improve microvessel flow. We have little stimulatory things to help stimulate, kind of re-educate the nerves how to function again. But it's a really, really comprehensive plan that over the last 9-10 years, it's really fine-tuned. It just works well. I mean, like I can go on and on about stories. When you go on our website, you're going to see a ton of testimonials, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Every day we go in and we can just hear people getting better. I just had this guy, Pete, today that was in, and he's only halfway through our initial phase, and he has it in his hands and his feet. And his feet are nearly 85-90% better. His hands are falling a little bit behind, about 70%, but he's doing things that he hasn't been doing in years. So it's just fun to see people get their life back.
How does Mary feel to be immortalized in a website URL?
She does feel like she's famous because we go out and do seminars and stuff like that. And whenever I say Mary who danced in, they're like, yeah, I know Mary. I heard that story. And I'm always like, that's her over there. But to date, she's 100% better, by the ways.
And is it something that you have to do as a continual treatment, or is it a set amount of time, or is everybody different?
Everybody's different. Yeah, it just depends on the severity. And if I could say anything, if you even think that you have it, it's so much easier to take care of. Wait until you get into the wheelchair, and then we're kind of hard. You know, it's really hard to help you get better at that point. So the sooner you catch it. But usually there's a certain level, 50 to 100% better. Once we get you there, we can teach you how to maintain that the rest of your life.
You talked about some of the causes of neuropathy, and I think the most common that people do understand is diabetes. And you may not get that as you're becoming diabetic, but I've talked to enough doctors and enough people that have gone that route that unfortunately they feel that there's no turning back if they have, say, neuropathy in their feet or they have some other problem. Number one, if they remain diabetic, if they are not able to lose the weight or to get their blood sugar under control, are they going to be able to do anything about the neuropathy, or is it just putting a Band-Aid over another problem?
As in us treating it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we do like to try to get them to control their numbers. Anybody, you know, if you've got diabetic numbers that are just not under control, they're the ones trying to kill the nerves, right? So as we're trying to grow them, and that's trying to kill them, we usually win that battle. But we even have suggestions on how to kind of plateau those numbers if you need. But most people that come in are working at it, and they're trying to get their numbers good. And usually by the end of it, we win the race and get them 50 to 100% better.
The other ones I was not aware of is people have had chemo that would have neuropathies.
Mm-hmm. Very common. Yeah, chemotherapy. I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, there's over 100 reasons that people can get neuropathy. I guess if I can just put it in general terms, I think it's a toxicity, you know, how toxic that chemotherapy is. It puts your body in such a fighting state. I've had people that have gone through like a shoulder surgery, and just the anesthesia, it was so toxic to their system. They came out, shoulder was fixed, but now they got neuropathy in their feet. I've had emotional things, you know, just a traumatic, you know, losing somebody, divorce or something like that, and all at the same time. And just that mental stress kind of put them into a tivy, and they ended up with neuropathy after that. So there's a ton of different reasons, Lyme disease, alcoholism. I mean, list goes on and on.
Does it matter? I would imagine that you will eventually figure out why they would possibly have neuropathy, but does it matter as far as treating it? Is it always, in other words, like we said, if you're diabetic, yes, we're going to have to get you to a point where you're eating better, exercising, mm-hmm. whatever, to take away what's causing it. But is the treatment the same no matter what the cause?
For the most part, yes. But we always like to try to discover the cause, because if we can kind of take that off the table and start getting them better, yeah, that's a good thing. But in reality, when we have them in for that initial consultation, we'll go through the history, making sure they're talking apples to apples, but we do an exam and it's painless. It's not like these EMGs that, you know, they stick needles in and turn the electric up. You know, this is literally about activating sensory nerves, and it's really simple, painless. And once we see that, that's our telltale sign. If you've got neuropathy, that test will show us. And then depending on the cause, really doesn't matter too much. You know, it's if you got it, you got it.
From what I understand in the information you have on the website, this is an FDA-approved treatment. It's mm-hmm. drug-free mm-hmm. and it's painless.
Yep.
And you do the free evaluation.
Right.
So you can tell people, yes, we can help you, or, well, unfortunately, no, but it's usually a yes.
It's usually yes. Most of the people come in, and even to add to those good thoughts there, most of the treatments are done at home. So they actually literally take the equipment home, and they get to do most of their treatments at home. So it's a very convenient system to do.
And Dr. TJ, anything you would want to add to folks who have had these problems and to encourage them to make a call and talk to you?
Yeah, I think, you know, the main thing is just seeing results. I'm newer to the program than Dr. Mm-hmm. Sean. He's been doing it for 9 years. I'm only about 90 days in, and the amount of success I've seen already, even with my own dad, but I just left the office this morning and had a fellow, he's about 60 days in on his treatment and he walked out without a cane today for the first time. So
that's awesome.
He was so happy. Yeah. And to see that happen, there's definitely hope. So,
Dr. Sean Ritchie, Dr. TJ Clayton, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.